Day 44, Monday, December 12, Genesis 47. Genesis 47 1-31 NKJV. Then Joseph went and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brothers, their flocks and their herds and all that they possess, have come from the land of Canaan, and indeed they are in the land of Goshen. And he took five men from among his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh said to his brothers, What is your occupation? And they said to Pharaoh, Your servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. And they said to Pharaoh, We have come to dwell in the land, because your servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. Now therefore, please let your servants dwell in the land of Goshen. Then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Have your father and brothers dwell in the best of the land. Let them dwell in the land of Goshen. And if you know any competent men among them, then make them chief herdsmen over my livestock. Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Jacob, How old are you? And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they have not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. So Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph situated his father and his brothers, and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. Then Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with bread, according to the number in their families. Now there was no bread in all the land, for the famine was very severe, so that the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan languished because of the famine. And Joseph gathered up all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, for the grain which they bought, and Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. So when the money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and said, Give us bread, for why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed. Then Joseph said, Give your livestock, and I will give you bread for your livestock, if the money is gone. So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them bread in exchange for the horses, the flocks, the cattle of the herds, and for the donkeys. Thus he fed them with bread in exchange for all their livestock that year. When that year had ended, they came to him the next year and said to him, We will not hide from my lord that our money is gone. My lord also has our herds of livestock. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed, that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate. Then Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, for every man of the Egyptians sold his field, because the famine was severe upon them. So the land became Pharaoh's. And as for the people, he moved them into the cities, from one end of the borders of Egypt to the other end. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests had rations allotted to them by Pharaoh, and they ate their rations which Pharaoh gave them. Therefore they did not sell their lands. Then Joseph said to the people, Indeed I have bought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land, and it shall come to pass in the harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh. Four-fifths shall be your own, as seed for the field and for your food, for those of your households and as food for your little ones. So they said, You have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servants. And Joseph made it a law over the land of Egypt to this day, that Pharaoh should have one-fifth, except for the land of the priests only, which did not become Pharaoh's. So Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions there and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the length of Jacob's life was 147 years. When the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, Now if I have found favor in your sight, please put your hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me. Please do not bury me in Egypt, but let me lie with my fathers. You shall carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. And he said, I will do as you have said. Then he said, swear to me. And he swore to him. So Israel bowed himself on the head of the bed. Daily deep dive. Verse 6, John Gill commentary states, as Pharaoh here suggests, the best part of the land, the most fertile and fruitful, and the fittest for cattle, being full of pastures through the river Nile and the canals of it, and Goshen being the most fertile portion in the land of Ramesses, as in Gen 47:11, this, drive, Shaw observes, travels page 306, could be no other than what lay within 2 or 3 leagues at the most from the Nile, because the rest of the Egyptian Arabia, which reaches beyond the influence of this river to the eastward, is a barren and hospitable wilderness. John Gill later includes this about verse 6, that is, over his shepherds, to take care that they do their work well and faithfully. From whence it appears that Pharaoh had flocks and herds and shepherds, and therefore it cannot be thought that the Egyptians in those times abstained from eating of animals, or that all shepherds, without exception, were an abomination to them, only foreign ones that lived on spoil and plunder, and made excursions into their country for such purposes. Verse 9, Jacob is now 130 years old. He calls these years a my pilgrimage. John Gill does a nice job of outlining all the places Jacob had traveled over his years. Jacob's life was very emphatically and literally a pilgrimage. He first dwelt in Canaan, from thence he removed to Paddan Aram, and sojourned there a while, and then came to Canaan again. For some time he dwelt at Succoth, and then at Shechem, and after that at Hebron, and now he was come down to Egypt. Jacob also tells Pharaoh that the years of his life have been few and evil, few in comparison to the years of his father Isaac, 180 years, and grandfather Abraham, 175 years. John Gill's commentary states this about why his days were labeled evil, because of the many afflictions he had met with, as from Esau, from whose face he was obliged to flee lest he should kill him, Gen 27:41. And in Laban's house, where he served for a wife 14 years, and endured great hardships, Gen 31:41, and at Shechem, where his daughter was ravished, Gen 34:2, and his sons made that slaughter of the Shechemites, Gen 34:25, which he feared would cause his name to stink, Gen 34:30, and at Ephrat, where he buried his beloved Rachel, Gen 35:16, and at Hebron, where his sons brought him such an account as if they believed his beloved son Joseph was destroyed by a wild beast, Gen 37:32, and, Jacob had endured a great many difficult things in his life. Did it have to be that way? The UCG reading program draws out the following. Jacob's life should be a lesson to us about reaping what we sow. See Galatians 6:7. Of course, all of us have sinned, Romans 3:23, and we can be thankful that, upon our repentance, God will relieve us of some of the consequences of sin. But he won't remove all of them in this life, so that we may learn important lessons, as Jacob's story shows. His life, in the end, wasn't all bad. After all, he became a man whose name was changed to Israel, meaning prevailer with God, Genesis 32:28. Though he was ready to die upon seeing Joseph, God gave Jacob 17 more years to spend with Joseph and the rest of his growing family, Genesis 47:28. Indeed, in our next reading we will see Jacob state at the end of his life that God had redeemed him from all evil, Genesis 48:16, at last finding happiness in his final years. Still, it was a long and difficult road in getting there, but it didn't have to be, if Jacob hadn't sown the corrupt seed he did in earlier years. This lesson is written for our learning, Romans 15:4. If we've been sowing bad seed, the answer is to stop now, asking God's forgiveness, and to start, with his help, sowing good seed to reap a better tomorrow. The choice is ours to make. End. Verse 11. Commentaries draw out that the land of Goshen was also known as the land of Ramesses. Verse 13, Eventually all the private or family storehouses have run out. Verse 14 and 15, over these first 2 or 3 years of the famine, the people of the land of Egypt have had to buy grain from Joseph. Now the money has run out, and all the wealth of the land belongs to Pharaoh. Verse 16, with no money, Joseph requires people to sell their animals to him in exchange for the food they require. This would allow both the people, as well as the animals, to remain alive. Verse 18, over that next year, Egypt would take possession of the animals of the land, in addition to their money. Verse 20, in addition to all the livestock and money, now Pharaoh owns all the land. Verse 21, commentaries state that since those farming could not produce anything from the land, it made more practical sense to have everyone move close together for the distribution of food and needs. Verse 26, these people had lost everything and on the surface were in a very dire place. However, Joseph looked to the time when the famine would end. A new plan was created, where they could continue to use and retain their land once it could again produce food. But since it really belonged now to Pharaoh, they would give 20% of their gross gains from the land to Pharaoh each year, and would both eat and replant each year from their remaining 80%. This plan would ensure the people had land again and could live off that land, while continuing to grow the power and might of Egypt. Verse 27, the people of Israel, they become fruitful and increase. Verse 28, throughout this story, I think we constantly think of Jacob as being frail and about to die, but we see in this verse that Jacob lives another 17 years after moving to Egypt, to the age of 147.